What I wanted to start out with, to just take the progression, is to ask you if you had ever met your grandparents, or if you ever...
My grandfather, I was too little, because my grandmother had remarried, so my real grandfather, my natural grandfather, mm-hmm. I never knew. Mm-hmm. At least I can't recall if I had ever seen him or not. I don't mm-hmm. think so. Mm-hmm. I knew my step-grandfather. Mm-hmm. My grandmother I knew, but I was about 4.5 or 5 when she died.
Mm-hmm. Was that your mother's
mother? That was my mother's mother. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Did you know either of your father's parents?
No.
Mm-hmm. No. Did you ever hear anything about your grandparents, or know like where they lived?
No, I had always thought my father was from Oklahoma, but seems as though he was born in a little small town in Arkansas, Mena. Mm-hmm. We were all born in Little Rock. Well, at least half my siblings were born in Little Rock. Mm-hmm. I have 2 sisters and 3 brothers. The 3 girls were born in Little Rock, and then we migrated here. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember anything. I think I've heard them say something about a great grandmother was Indian, Cherokee Indian or something like that. But mm-hmm. I never knew them. There was an Uncle Joe mm-hmm. that I just vaguely remember. And I think some of my father's people were in Oklahoma, and then some of them migrated to Michigan. Mm-hmm. And when my father died, I still had an Uncle Joe living in Detroit, Michigan. Mm-hmm. But I know very little about my grandparents. Mm-hmm.
Were your mother, you said your father was from Mena, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Was your mother from the same area? Or?
No, she was from Little Rock. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what the distance was between, because I don't even know anything about Mena. Because mm-hmm. We didn't live in the country. We lived in the city of Little Rock. Mm-hmm. And I don't know anything about. And the only reason that I know it was Mena was because when my father died, mm-hmm. we had his birth certificate, and it had that he was born there. Mm-hmm. But I think he sort of was back and forth between Little Rock and Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. It's something about his relatives in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And because that's what always made me think that he was from there.
Mm-hmm. Did he grow up in, was Mena like a small farming community, or was it
I really don't know.
If your mother was in Little Rock, and she grew up in the city, or?
Yes, she did. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We all did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know much about, first of all, what was her name?
My mother's name? Elizabeth Wells. Mm-hmm. That was her maiden name.
Uh-huh. Do you know about when she was born?
She was born in 1901, and my father was born in 1901, too. Uh-huh. She was born on the 4th of July, and he was born April the 6th or the 7th.
Uh-huh. Do you know, of course you know, what was uh-huh. his, I don't know, what was his full name?
Jesse Eugene Gray.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so they were both born in 1901. And do you have any idea about how they met? Or?
No. My mother was, you know, she liked to go out. Mm-hmm. Well, she had a sister, mm-hmm. as opposed to her sister who never liked to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And we had some relatives that worked for the railroad, so you could always get passes. So my mother would go to St. Louis to be with some of her friends. And mm-hmm. I think I was told how they met, but I can't remember now. Mm-hmm. It could have been, you know, like at a party or a picnic or something like that, because my mother was the social sister. Mm-hmm. And even when she went to college, you know, she's very, very social-minded.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned she went to college. I'm going to ask you basically what her education was, or
She had 2 years of college, and at that time, that was enough for her to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And she had gotten her teacher credentials.
Mm-hmm.
When she and my father married, she had graduated in June, and I think they married either the latter part of June or the first part of July, because
mm-hmm.
I was born about a year later.
Mm-hmm. You know what college she went to?
Shorter.
Uh-huh.
Shorter.
Mm-hmm. Is that, that's in Arkansas?
Or? Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So she was a teacher, and what did you...
Well, she never taught. That was the funny thing. She had her teaching credentials, and she had her school and everything ready to teach in September, but she had married.
Mm-hmm.
And so my father didn't want her to work, and I guess she found out she was pregnant. And so she never taught, and after my my first sister was born, she renewed her credentials and she was going to teach again, and he said no. So, actually, she never worked.
But she was all set to.
And she was set to, and she had gotten her education and everything.
Mm-hmm. What about your father?
About an 8th or 9th grade education.
Mm-hmm.
He could read and write and, you know, fill out work applications.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the South at that time that even though, now you take a person these days, 8th or 9th education, they can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he was able to read and write, and he could make out application, and he could do arithmetic and so forth. You wouldn't have considered him an illiterate man because their standards to me were so much higher. When we came here to Los Angeles, I was in the second grade there, and they put me back in the first grade because of my age.
Mm-hmm.
They go by your chronological age. And it was very boring because all through elementary school, I had stuff that they didn't have until the fourth and fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I had already had it in the first grade, and there was no kindergarten there.
Mm-hmm. So with his education, he was, I think especially in the early part of it, in the 20s and so forth, it was a lot easier to work.
Yeah, it was. Uh-huh. And then, of course, if you specialized in anything, I think there it was, tires, they have the type tires, the radial tires and everything. Well, during that time, they vulcanized tires, and he knew that. So he made us a pretty good living, you know. I mean, we didn't have any luxuries, but then we weren't just poverty poor, you know.
So he worked vulcanizing tires?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And was there like a place in Little Rock that he worked at?
He worked at a service station, that's all I remember.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And he drove a pickup truck, and we always liked to ride in the back of it any chance we got.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't his. I think it belonged to the service station.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to me like I remember him bringing it home every night.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how old your parents were when they married?
Well, I think I had it figured out. They were 21.
Mm-hmm. So, and then your oldest, you had a sister who was born first.
I was the first.
You were the first?
I was the first, uh-huh.
And then, so you're the oldest
in
the family, and then what sort of order did people come in after that?
Well, now, 2 years later, my sister, Doris, and then in 1928.
Mm-hmm.
My other sister was born because she was almost a year old. I was almost 6 and she was almost a year old because we were both born in May.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was born, and then at that time we moved to Los Angeles, and then I have a brother. I really don't know how old he is. I think he's 49, and then I have twin brothers who are about 43 or 44. I'd have to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't call off their ages.
So you were only about 6 or 7 when your family moved to Los Angeles?
I was 5. We moved here April,
mm-hmm.
the latter part of April, and I was 6,
mm-hmm.
about 2 weeks after we were here.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember much about Little Rock?
Oh, not so much. We lived in, it seems to me like there were some new houses. I don't remember much before then. They were like three houses on the side, like a set of courts.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived on the first one in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember once it kind of snowed, and kid that lived in the court two doors away, we threw snowballs at each other, you know, what it was mostly slush, you know, and would slap it upside the head. And I remember going to school, we had to walk, and we'd walk through somebody's field. It wasn't exactly a field, it was like a vacant lot, you know, with trees. And we'd walk through there and we'd pick persimmons and eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in school, you know, a little bit in school,
mm-hmm.
I always was one that did a lot of talking, and it always got me in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember before I went to school, my aunt, my mother's sister, always took me to church. And it would be freezing, but they'd give me an apple, and she could take me anywhere she wanted to take me. She'd take me downtown, and I remember going to a show, and there was this big egg, and the egg opened up, and here was this ostrich, all the while I'm holding my apple.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, I would make her carry me. She would say, "No, you can walk. I'm too tired." And she'd say, "No, walk. I'm too tired." And I'd get louder, so she'd carry until I got sight of the house. Then I'd wiggle to get down, you know, and then I'd run fresh, and she, you know.
So she would take you around?
Yeah, she would take me places, you know, because, you know how some kids are fussy, but I was kind of quiet, and being the first niece,
mm-hmm.
you know, she kind of liked the idea. And she was young, see. She was 6 or 7 years younger than my mother,
mm-hmm.
and so I don't know exactly how old she was. She was about 16 or 17 when their mother died, and so then she lived with us.
Mm-hmm.
When we came to Los Angeles, we came to visit the first time.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cousin or something out here, and we, like I said, we could get passes. So. We said, "Well, I don't know how they decided we're going to California,
mm-hmm.
you know, Los Angeles." And so we came, we visited for a while, and we went back. Well, my aunt was about 18 then. You know, she had finished school, and she didn't want to go to school anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So she decided to come here and work, and that's when she met her husband. So she kind of threatened my mother, "I'm going to commit suicide if you don't come. You have to come here and live, too." So that's how we... my mother sold everything, and we headed for California.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here ever since.
You mentioned going to school in Little Rock, and I know
mm-hmm.
that at that time that the schools were segregated.
It was an all-black school.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Were there differences because of that? I mean, do you remember anything being different about the school because of that?
Not really, because I guess I was too young to realize any prejudices at
mm-hmm.
that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just took it for, you know, we just took it for granted that that was it. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, if we rode the bus, the streetcar, whatever they had, because I remember we walked up a little hill, and I think that was Cross Street, and we could catch the bus or streetcar, whatever it was, and go
mm-hmm.
downtown. But I remember walking up that way, but I don't remember getting on a bus or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because now my great aunt lived in East End,
mm-hmm.
East something, and that was more a rural type area where they raised animals and farmed and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And what they had was just small and... I remember catching the bus to go there. Yes, I do now remember the bus. We'd catch the bus and go to her house, and we'd spend the day there, and then my father would pick us up in the pickup truck
mm-hmm.
and bring us home at night.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't spend every Sunday there, but quite a few Sundays we'd go out there, because I remember it would be hot, and mother would, we would have gone to church, because one thing we had to do was go to church.
What church did you go to?
Well, we were, I guess we went to a Methodist church there, because when we came here, we went to Methodist church.
Mm-hmm.
I've since converted to Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
And we would go out there, and I remember we could run around, because we had some pictures taken in our little slips, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the food would be so good, because it would be vegetables out of the garden, and chicken, you know, you go out and kill them and fry them. Oh, yeah. And I always did love to eat.
Uh-huh.
So I remember that, my mm-hmm. sister and I playing around.
Mm-hmm. So you were, when you came out here, what year was, well, I'm 1 year, but I need to know your date of birth.
May 8th, 1922.
Uh-huh. So it was about 1927 or so when you came out?
It was 29 when uh-huh. we came out, because my sister was born in 28, and
uh-huh.
she was almost a year old. So we came out here, right at the beginning of the Depression.
Mm-hmm. So had the Depression hit yet, or?
I think it was just beginning.
Mm-hmm. And you came to Los Angeles by train?
Yeah.
And was it, you think it was mainly for your family to be, your mother to be with your sister?
Yeah, because they were always close. They were very close.
Mm-hmm.
Do you smoke?
No.
Do you mind smoking?
Not at all.
Uh-huh.
So your family moved out here, and did your father have a job or anything set up for him here? Or?
No. Now, he didn't come with us when we first came, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
We came and we stayed with my aunt and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came later on, after he had gotten rid of all the furniture and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then he came, but it seems to me that during the Depression, he was always working. He got a job at another service station
mm-hmm.
where they vulcanized. And I guess he did a little bit of everything when
mm-hmm.
he came here.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when they used to steam clean the cars. You know, they put them on the rack and steam clean them. It was something they used to do. He was real good with cars. And so this station was large for that time.
Mm-hmm.
They had a station that sold gas on one side, and then they were Jewish. Vogel, and then he had a furniture store, and then he had a lot across the street
mm-hmm.
where they steam cleaned the cars, I guess, and changed oil and whatever they did to cars during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So he was pretty steadily employed. I don't mm-hmm. know how he got the job or anything, but
mm-hmm.
You know.
Do you remember like roughly where in LA that was?
It was on 28th and Central.
Uh huh. And mm-hmm. Where was the place where you lived right here?
Well, we lived on a street called Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
It was not too far from, it was east of Central,
mm-hmm.
Kind of in the 4000 block.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a nice neighborhood. Well, of course, California was beautiful at that time, in just about every neighborhood you went in.
Mm-hmm.
We were, it wasn't shacks or anything, they were nice homes.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved about quite a bit. Well, I was grown before my family finally bought a place.
Mm-hmm. So when you first moved in with your aunt, and then did...
When my father came, then uh-huh. we got a place.
Uh-huh. Do you remember, what the first place you lived in was like?
I think we lived next door. We lived next door to my aunt. We got a place next door to her.
Mm-hmm. What was your home like?
Well, I always have good memories of home, because my mother was a religious woman,
mm-hmm.
and she and my father, to me, were very much in love,
mm-hmm.
and we went to church every Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and my father really didn't play around, but he would take a little drink.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, it would make her so mad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We went through a period there where he tried to gamble, and it really frustrated my mother. So, you know, and it kind of kind of neat. I think I was always aware of things. I was young, but I was aware that things weren't quite right.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally they settled back again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, you know, we were happy. Mm-hmm. And I was always very independent because, now it wasn't too far from the school. We went a block down to what was, they've changed the street, but it was 38th Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Wadsworth Street School, and then I had to cross Central, and then, oh, about half a block, and then I was at school.
Mm-hmm.
So my mother would walk me to school, and then she'd walk to pick me up, and I'd tell her, no, I can do it by myself. I can do it by myself. And so one day, she was late picking me up, and I'd come home by myself, and I told her, see, you know, something to that order, they said, I said, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, I never did want her to pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do it myself.
Did you, the house that you lived in, was it a house or an apartment?
It was a house.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember any apartments. Growing up, we never lived in an apartment. We always lived in a house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember apartments. They didn't have them in that, those days.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, it was mostly houses.
Mm-hmm. And so, let's see, by the time you moved to California, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
It was just me and my two sisters.
Uh-huh, so the three girls.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And then after we moved here, then, my oldest brother was born, I don't know how long, because he was born in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, now, I remember when he was born. He was born at home, like
mm-hmm.
all the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him, because I remember we had to wait outside while the doctor was there. We kept trying to peek through the window to see what was going on, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I was so naive. I was 13 when my twin brothers was born, but I didn't even know my mother was pregnant. And here she sat like this, you know, because
mm-hmm.
she had the twins, and they were, she was really big, and she had to go to the hospital because they weren't straight. I think one, they both were bleached or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something was wrong. I don't know. I was sitting out in the car reading a book, you know. I couldn't have cared less.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got excited when we found out that, when we got up the next morning, that, let me check my food.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what were you saying?
Let's see, you were talking about,
oh, my brothers.
Brothers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I remember Charles, that was, the first brother.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, it sticks out in my mind, he was circumcised. And we had to wrap gauze, you know, around his little penis. And mother let me do it.
Mm-hmm.
But still didn't faze me, you know, that was part of a boy.
Mm-hmm.
I just, my mother was a sort of a, sort of shy when it comes to talking about sex or anything like
mm-hmm.
that. So that's the reason at 13, I didn't know that she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriends had to tell me.
Did she ever talk to you about menstruating or anything?
No,
like
no. Our church used to have picnics, and we'd go on these picnics, and I'll never forget. I had a blue pique three-piece suit, play suit,
mm-hmm.
The wraparound skirt, the button, and the shorts, and the top. And we went on this picnic to Lincoln Park, and I had to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, you know, I used to clean pants down, you look, and I thought, oh, no. You know, I thought, well, gee, when did I hurt myself down there?
Mm-hmm.
I was real puzzled, and I really didn't enjoy the rest of the day because I was in and out of the bathroom every 10 minutes to see if it was getting worse. I was scared to say anything to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't the least idea what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Not the least idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that time, we hadn't had it. No, I was in junior high school. So we hadn't had it. We later had it in high school, in health education.
Mm-hmm.
So I could hardly wait. There was usually a bus that took us to the park and then bring us back, and then we went home.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was sitting there talking to a friend, And we greeted her and everything, and I went straight back in the room, and I took it off, and I took off my panties, and I came, and I asked my mother, I said, Mother, I said, I hurt myself. I don't know how I did it, but I said, I must have hurt myself some way or other, you know. And she said, oh, she says, go in the bedroom. I'll explain to you later. So that was my introduction to menstruation.
Mm-hmm. Did she... How old were you when that?
13.
Mm-hmm. Did she then talk to you about what was happening, or how did she explain it then?
Well, all she said was, this is something that you'll do every month.
Mm-hmm. No.
And she says, no washing your hair, no taking a bath, and, you know this and that. You had to just, you know, sort of coddle yourself. And she showed me how to put on the coat. Well, at that time, we didn't use Kotex. We used rags.
Mm-hmm. And so did you, you'd have to, like, then wash out your own rags?
Mm-hmm.
And so did she give you an explanation of why you would do that once
No.
a month?
Uh-huh. No.
Uh-huh. And did, and as far as, like, learning about sex then?
I learned it from my schoolmates.
Mm-hmm. Was it... accurate information? Or?
No. No, it was not. It was not. I took a class in human sexuality about three years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the instructor, I said, I really enjoyed your class. I said, but I really would have enjoyed it better if I'd had it at 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she never talked to you about it?
Oh, no, that was, no. All she said was, don't do it. And I didn't know what she meant by don't do it with a boy. So I
was
got
it. It or, I mean, did she just say don't do it?
Don't do it. Uh-huh. Don't do it. And so I got it from my girlfriends. If that's what it was. And, of course, like, after we got to high school, we had these things. But I don't know. I couldn't get too interested in it as a class. And then it was very limited as to what they taught you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, of course, we got venereal diseases, and it didn't really make much sense,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then they talked about, oh, I don't even remember. It seems to me like they talked about birth control. I'm not sure, but it was very limited as to what they taught us. And I was so anxious to get out. I was kind of halfway a tomboy,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to get out and play, but they never let me have regular gym. In junior high school, they said I was too thin, so they stuffed me with milk and make me lay down during gym. And then when I got to high school, they said my posture was so bad, and I had flat feet, so then I had to take corrective gym.
Mm-hmm.
And when they would let me out, I'd be streaking around there and playing and everything, then the next term they'd bottle me up again.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really... care too much. Well, the health classes I remembered, like, don't smoke marijuana. I think we learned about marijuana. It just touched on the different things, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that you never really got enough to really know what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, don't do this, don't do that, you know.
Yeah.
And so it still didn't make sense, because at one time, they were talking about, you know, like, a couple of girls in class had gotten pregnant and everything, oh, they were talking about, you know, the boys having intercourse. And I thought, well, how in the world would they do that? So I got a mirror, and I looked down there, and I tried my best to figure out where it would go, you know, and... if you had a baby and it was in your stomach, how in the world could it come out through that little hole? I was just perplexed.
Uh-huh.
And I'd look in the mirror and I didn't see anything, and none of my girlfriends had